Right now, we check in with reporters around the state in our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. First, a boat manufacturer based in Superior has been awarded a 5-year contract to build patrol boats for the U.S. Navy. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Happy Friday.
To you, too. Now, tell us a little bit about the company Lake Assault Boats.
Yeah, Lake Assault Boats was founded in 2003. They were originally Lake Assault Custom Boats, and they built boats in Elk River, Minnesota, but later they became part of Fraser Shipyards, which has been building ships in Superior for more than 100 years. And so Lake Assault has historically built fire rescue boats, and they have since transitioned into, in addition to building the rescue boats, building boats for military and law enforcement in the last 5 years or so.
What are they going to be building for the Navy now under this contract?
So under this contract, they'd be building up to 119 force protection medium boats. Basically, they're patrol and security boats that provide anti-terrorism and protection patrols at U.S. Navy installations.
What are you hearing about public officials about the deal and the impact it could have on the local economy?
Local officials, including state lawmakers and area chamber officials, are saying this is a big win for the community. You know, not only is there going to be this infusion of federal money in the area, but it's also going to allow them to add jobs to be able to build these boats.
And talk about the kind of money and numbers of jobs. Are people putting out job numbers attached to this yet?
Yeah, so this would be an up to $56 million contract if they build all 119 boats. And so that would allow the company to add 20 to 25 jobs. They currently have about 45 employees.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with us about Lake Assault Boats getting a 5-year contract to build patrol boats for the U.S. Navy. Now, Oconto County in northeastern Wisconsin is investing in 2 pieces of property along the Oconto River, giving anglers more access to prime trout fishing waters. Kent Tempest is a reporter for the Oconto County Reporter, part of the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Kent, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Rob. Glad to be here.
Tell us about these 2 pieces of fishing accessible land.
One is about 30 acres northeast of Suring, and it's got about 1,000 feet of footage along both sides of the south branch of the Oconto River. The second one is just only about a half acre, and it's got about 100 feet of footage along the north branch of the Oconto River, and that's northeast of Mountain.
Can you talk about the different funding sources that are going into making this possible?
Sure. The smaller property is being donated by the owners of the 30-acre site. They asked the county a couple years ago if it was interested in buying the property, and that gave the county officials time to apply for and get a $55,000 grant called the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Grant from the Wisconsin DNR, and that covered about half the cost. The rest is being split about equally between the county and 6 sportsman's groups, including several chapters of Trout Unlimited.
And it sounds like this is prime fishing real estate?
Oh, yes. That's why the sportsman's groups were so eager to contribute. Much of the south branch of the river is considered a trophies waters area with special regulations because the fishing is so good. That's according to the chairman of the county's Forestry and Parks Committee. And I'm also told the North Branch is also an excellent fishing spot.
What kind of timeline is there for having this open to the fishing public?
The county's Forestry and Parks Director told me he'd be working on finalizing the property transfers next week and is hoping to get it all wrapped up in time so the public can use the sites by the fishing opener in May. Anglers, though, who want to try and get to the sites are going to have to make sure they are ready to traverse some woods to get to the rivers, though. They're going to have to walk a ways.
Kent, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
Kent Tempest is a reporter for the Oconto County Reporter, with us to talk about the county investing in 2 pieces of property along the Oconto River that will most likely be open to the public for fishing this spring. Now, nurses at UW Hospital in Madison said in December they plan to revive their union, which had been dissolved in the wake of 2011's Act 10 legislation. Yesterday, they took their concerns to the board of the UW Hospital and Clinics Authority. Shemaine Mills is a WPR reporter who is at that meeting. Shemaine, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Remind us why the union went away and now why the nurses are trying to bring it back.
Well, we haven't heard about unions in roughly 10 years when steps were taken to dismantle them. Now we're hearing about one again, an attempt to revive a union. Nurses say that working conditions are so bad that they need the protections of a union.
And the talk here isn't about a pay raise, because as I understand, Act 10 still, you can't, that's not really what you can collectively bargain for as public employees now. Talk a little more about what they are hoping to get out of a union.
Right. Pay isn't so much an issue because there's a nursing shortage. So the hospital is forced to pay what's necessary to get people in the door and have their staffing levels up. What nurses are concerned about is the fact they have to care for so many patients. They contend that they're caring for as many as 8 patients, which is twice as many as they should be.
Now they took this, as we mentioned, to the UW Hospital and Clinics board last night. You were there. What was the response from the board?
Well, they were given 15 minutes to speak, and they outlined their concerns, and then the board went into closed session for several hours. But as they've said before, they said again, no, not going to recognize the union, voluntary or otherwise. They did make an effort, though, to offer some sort of concession, saying, we do want to remedy these concerns of yours. We want to meet with you and try to rectify the situation, which the nurses said, no, we want a seat at the table. We want a union.
And as I understand it, the board said under Act 10, we legally can't recognize the union. And it sounds like people, the organizers and people backing them didn't buy that legal argument.
No, they said, our lawyers have told us that law does not stand in the way of you voluntarily recognizing the union. However, the board for the hospital says otherwise. So they're at legal odds. It's kind of a gray area, and we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, right. I'm assuming that the nurses trying to organize this, this isn't the end of the story for them?
No. In fact, they said, we are not going to stop. We want a union. We will be back. So expect to see them trying to drum up public support in the form of resolutions like the Dane County Board recognized them and said they support them. And also, they'll probably be at next month's hospital board meeting.
Shemaine, thanks for bringing us up to date.
You bet.
Shemaine Mills is a WPR reporter covering health issues. She talked with us about the ongoing effort of nurses at UW Hospital to revive their union and have it recognized. And she closed out our Wisconsin News Roundup.